Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. Has anyone asked you lately if you were crazy? If you had lost your mind? Well, if they have, then you're in good company because the Apostle Paul was asked the same thing. However, the reasons for such questions may have been a bit different, but I hope not. Paul is in the middle of giving his defense to King Agrippa of who he was and what he had done among the Jews and Gentiles in preaching the message of the Messiah. Paul had received a message from a resurrected, alive and then dead, and then alive again Jesus. He had been commissioned by this Jesus to preach this resurrection and to command people to turn from their sin to Jesus and perform deeds in keeping with that repentance. Paul had given up a luxurious lifestyle and a well-thought-of status in his community so that he could preach this message, which has landed him in jail. And after hearing all of this, Festus interrupts Paul's sermon and says the following, Acts chapter 26, verse 24. Festus said with a loud voice, "Paul, you are out of your mind. Your great learning is driving you out of your mind." It did not make sense to the Roman mind that anyone could believe in a resurrection. It didn't make sense to the Roman mind that anyone would give up a hedonistic lifestyle and trade it in to become a traveling preacher that has to endure suffering and imprisonment. It just didn't make sense to Festus, and in all honesty, it shouldn't have. But do you know to whom it should make sense? It should make sense to every other believer. Every other believer should shake their head in agreement when people trade in worldly loves and lifestyles in order to obey the Great Commission in their everyday lives. Christians should not be taken aback when other believers are willing to endure difficult circumstances in order to make Christ known. But I have found that sometimes Christians are the ones saying, "Are you out of your mind?" It shouldn't really make sense to a person who has never known Christ in a saving way. But to someone who professes to know Christ, then it should make every sense in the world why a person would go and sell all that they own in order to gain the pearl of great price. So we are praying day by day for you that you wouldn't be one of those Christians that have a puzzled look on their face when they hear about people selling all they have to follow Christ. And the question becomes, are you selling all you have in order to follow Christ? When you pray today, please remember Doug and Diane Lee, people who have traded in everything to follow Christ and be missionaries in the Philippines. Also, remember the Spanish LifeWord broadcast heard in over 25 countries throughout the world.